Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the 22nd of July. And we are deep into summer and things happening and fun times and people disappearing and coming back and listening. And, you know, it's summer. We try to pack it all in. So if you are here listening live, thank you. Extra love for you. And actually extra love if you're, you know, if you're also listening later. It's okay. I still love you. I love you for listening. Thank you. But I'm going to give you a warning because I'm feeling a bit like there might be some explicit lyrics today. And the title of today is What the Fuck is Self-Worth Anyway? There, I just dropped my first F-bomb. By the way, I'm Heather. This is the podcast called Illuminate Your Worth. What the hell does that mean? And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you're watching the video as the music played, I was spraying this spray. It's called Bye Bye Bitchy Spray. And I bought it from the Purely Wicked Apothecary. And it's supposed to, you know, remove your bitchy energy. And I just sprayed it for fun. I'm not feeling bitchy. But the other day I was feeling really kind of crabby. So you might think I'm all love and peace and love and light. Yet, I am also have another side to me. I admit, I'm peace and love and light. And I have a t-shirt. I'm mostly peace and love and light and a little bit of go fuck yourself. Because all of us have a side that is not the light keepers, right? You can be a full light keeper. You can be peace and love and joy. And there's also going to be part of you that is not. Interesting. I pull tarot cards in the morning just to, you know, it's like reading my horoscope. And it was talking about my shadow side. So today you might get to see a little bit of the shadow side, which is a good thing. Because when you understand that you are light and dark, light can't really exist without dark, can it? You know, there's all the shade. I was going to say, there's all the shades of gray in between, but let's not go there. Oh my goodness, I'm sure there's more than 50 shades of gray. But anyway, so we're talking about self-worth today. And self-worth is going to come in to a little bit of our shadow side. It's just the way it's going to work out. So I just want to give you a heads up of where we're heading. And this topic came up because everybody, maybe it's the algorithm. You know, everybody's saying self-worth this. And, you know, I talk about it all the time. Maybe that's why I keep getting it in my algorithm. And I've been writing on it in Substack. But I'm very practical. You know, when someone says something to me, I want practical answers. I don't want this like airy fairy, go be with the fairies kind of energy, right? And this is even on a practical level. This is probably like 30 years ago or so. I was feeling a little, I took up running and I was getting shin splints. So I went to my doctor. Said, I'm getting shin splints. I think I need orthotics. And she looked at me and she said, oops, sorry, camera. I just moved my camera by mistake. She looked at me and said, well, you should just lose some weight. I was like, this is your solution? You're not, like, she didn't give me a how, why, you know, an approach, a target, a goal. I was like, F you, was what I was thinking. And of course, I also took it seriously because maybe I did need to lose a couple pounds. That actually wasn't what was causing my shin splints. It's the structure of my feet that was causing the shin splints. As I went into, when I want to learn something, I go in deep, man. Let me tell you, I was going into the structure of feet and body mechanics, probably why I became a massage therapist and a personal trainer and a yoga teacher. Like I said, when I go in, I go in. But I want answers. You can offer me a target. Self-worth. That seems like a really great target. What the hell does that mean? I need to understand it on some kind of like human. We are living in the 3D, a human 3D level. I could go up to the eighth, ninth dimension, sure, but I got to live here. So I was starting to feel like we've said it so often that it's lost its meaning. That's what I was feeling the other day. And I was probably feeling a bit cranky that day. When I get tired, I can get a little cranky. I call it crunchy. I get a bit crunchy. Apparently, when I'm hungry, I get crunchy too, according to my husband. Food will magically appear in front of me because he's afraid I'm gonna get crunchy. So self-worth, I've been feeling like it's become one of those words we hear so often that it's become background noise. It's like the don't worry, be happy, just follow your bliss. It's lost meaning. So everyone's telling us to know our worth and claim our worth and raise our worth and remember our worth. But what does that actually look like? Right? What does that look like when you're tired, when you're overthinking, when you're saying yes to something, but your body's kind of going, I said no, weren't you listening? And it's like, how do you figure out how to stop trying to prove that you deserve love and rest and space and joy and all of these things, right? So this is what we're going to talk about. What that? Maybe I'll switch. I'll start saying fudge. Fudge is like shit and fuck mixed together, right? Fudge. Holy fudge. So if you go to the self-help aisle, for sure, you're going to find at least half a dozen titles that if they don't name self-worth, they're going to imply self-worth and they're going to imply that they tell you how to find it. And I probably read a few of those books. I don't know if you've read the You're a Badass. That's actually a pretty good book. No, she doesn't actually tell you how to do it though, right? She gives you examples of people who figured it out and says, if they figured it out, so can you. And I did actually really enjoy that book. So sometimes we humans do best when we can just see how someone did it. We're like, oh, and then we try it out, right? I wrote a Substack article yesterday, which I can't remember the title of, funny enough. Oh, what I learned from falling down when I fell and broke my wrist. I got to get a tattoo. I got a henna tattoo on the weekend. I don't know if you can see it if you're watching the video. I was at a music festival. So, what I learned from falling down and tell you. When you are challenged, is when the things that you haven't yet dealt with are going to come up. Thus, the shadow side, right? So, the memes about choose joy and all of this, and a good love mug, somewhere I've got a mug on it that says laugh. And I'd like to go into beyond the idea of the concept. Because if it becomes meaningless, then we kind of have lost. We get lost along the way and we go back into these old patterns that we have that aren't necessarily all that great for us, right? So we have these patterns. I mean, I've spent many, many decades working through patterns. I still have patterns. And I think you spend your whole life, there's no end goal. There's no end goal. It's just like, discovering and discovering and discovering and discovering. And I've now that I've reached an age of wisdom, I say that with quotation marks, I've started to contemplate lately, wow, yeah, you can't really get the understanding until you live through it. And you have to live a number of years, a certain number of years to go through it. Now, I'm not saying you have to get old to have the experience. I mean, I spent the weekend with a young woman who's 18, and she's had a lot of life experience already because she had a very, very rare illness that for a little while they didn't think she was going to survive. So she has a very different perspective on life because at a very young age she had to deal with this idea of her mortality. Usually we don't have to deal with that until way down the road, right? So self-worth has become this beautiful concept that has lost. It's gotten lost amongst the peace and love and joy fluff. And I say it fluff lovingly because I live in the fluff. So we know, we say know your self-worth as if it's a complete set of instructions, right? Know your self-worth. Psh, 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 psh. Here's the instructions. Tick, 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 tick. But we can't go through tick boxes, unfortunately. We work to understand where we are compromising ourselves. Like, this is what I feel like. We work to understand where we are doing things against ourselves. And if we can start to learn how to shift those decisions, then slowly we discover what our self-worth is. So, and I'm not giving you a hard time here. I mean, like I said, it's a lifelong process. I just happen to have come through a lot of my own process, and I can look back down the road and go, wow, that wasn't the best decision for me that I made there. And I'm glad that I figured that out and shifted how I do it. So I'm not giving you a hard time because, like I said, you know, you can't, it's humans learn by doing, right? We learn by doing, and someone can give us the theory behind something. And yet, our best retention and best learning is by integrating that into our lives. So what if, think about this, what if self-worth is not something you actually need to achieve? You don't have to like get a little self-worth button and become super impressive. But what if self-worth becomes something that you just return to, that you stop overriding? What if it's something you already have? It's not something you have to run out and get, right? It's something you already have, but you've been kind of stopping yourself, right? And I think people are living with, right now we're living with a lot of consequences where people are not feeling worthy. And it's showing up in bad ways because they don't feel worthy, they don't feel joy with themselves, and it kind of comes out in bad ways, you know. I mean, I could take it into the whole global system, but let's just stay with you, shall we? So if you feel, if you burn yourself out, that's a sign, perhaps, because I've done this to myself. Took me a couple of years to recover from that one. If you burn yourself out, that's a sign that you are not really putting the worth on yourself, right? You are saying, no, I don't need to take care of myself. I'm not worth that. I'll just keep working until I drop. And you might not say it that way, but it's, if you can flip around that idea of what it is, right? So some people get into resentment, like they're doing stuff that they're like, I'm going to get in there and be of service, be of service, be of service. And but they're wanting something in return, acknowledgement, assistance, you know, validation, but they don't get it. So they start resenting it, but they can't stop themselves. They can't stop themselves from doing too much. You know, anxiety could be one way. Anxiety is really, if you're thinking about anxiety is a fear of it's you're living in the future. Anxiety is a future fear. Anxiety is a what if fear. And it's negativity. It's looking for the negatives. And full, like, I have lived with anxiety. I get it. I sometimes it's not even rational. And your logical brain is saying, Heather, what are you worrying about? And my inside little self is going, oh, you don't understand. It's like you're having an argument with your parents. You don't understand me. Oh, the drama. But what? So there's nothing wrong with you. Anything that's happening for you, any decision that you've made, a full slate here, full clean slate. There is nothing wrong with you. This is part of the process we're going through. And I want to stop. What I want to do with this episode is to stop the go find your self-worth and the recognition that you are already in your self-worth and you're shutting it down. So my friend Dana is telling me that I've got to go on a break. Okay, fine. We're going to go on a break. While we're on our break, go hit a little five-star review, a like, subscribe, share, all of those things that you do for the social media land, and maybe get yourself a drink of water. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and I'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So, yes, I am the practical. Let's have an idea of how to, or an idea of like assistance along the way. Who can help me with this? By the way, welcome back. I just dove right in there, didn't I? Oh, no. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. What's your day like? Welcome back to Illuminate Your Worth, where we're talking about what the fudge is self-worth anyway. And it has become the topic du jour. You know, there was the follow your bliss for a long time. There was the, what was that? Don't worry, be happy for a while. And now it's like self-worth, self-worth. And I know that my feeds are all curated because everything now is curated. I studied marketing in university. I know what they're doing. And even though I know what they're doing, I'm still influenced by it. So as I was saying before the break, you know, everyone is talking about self-worth. Maybe it's become the topic because so many people are living with their consequences of not feeling worthy, right? And like I said, you probably wouldn't call it that. You know, the burnout, the resentment, the anxiety, the people-pleasing, perfectionism, being tired all the time, not knowing what's wrong with you when there's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with you. And there's a question under there is, do I even matter if I'm not useful or productive or impressive or needed or easy to love? Like you, and All of my Substack articles are trying to cram into my head right now about you don't have to prove your worthiness. And, stop trying to, was it last week's podcast about stop trying to be the perfect person to love? Something like that. I'm a paraphraser. I am not a verbatim quoter. I just can't seem to do it, but I am a paraphraser. But you give me a string of numbers, I can remember those. So you could have done all the right things according to the way the world seems to present how to find being worthy, right? Maybe you worked really hard. I worked myself into a black hole for a little while. Maybe you showed up for everything. Maybe you took care of everybody and built a beautiful Instagram-worthy life where you are successful and kind and capable and generous, and people love you. But you might feel like you're not worthy of it all. Isn't that a bit weird? Yeah, it is. So, how we choose the things in our life can demonstrate for us how we feel about ourselves. Whew, I'm getting a bit warm. Just let me take my shirt off. Not my whole shirt, just my sweater. Stay calm out there. It's not that kind of show. It's just a little bit of swearing. So, self-worth is not confidence. Okay? Let's just put that right there. It is not confidence. Self, and if you have self-worth, you probably are confident, right? But confidence comes from evidence. You're never usually confident the first time you do something, right? You are usually confident because you've done something before, so you know you can do it again. The first time that I spoke in front of an audience, I was a keynote speaker, probably about 19 years ago. Oh, man, that was not a comfortable moment for me. I was not confident. I was petrified out of my wits. And I was actually going to turn down the opportunity to speak. I was speaking at my university. I was, as an alumni, they invited me to speak to the business club. It was having a wine and cheese. It was probably, I probably did okay, but it was not comfortable for me. Now, 19 odd years later, I've done it a few times. I'll probably still get a bit nervous, but I'm confident that I can give my message in a way that helps people, obviously, because I talk to the screen every week. And I have built that confidence over time. So, but self-worth, so that's confidence. Confidence is doing something enough until you know that you can do it. Like, I am a kayaking instructor. I have been teaching kayaking now for, I think, 13 years. I used to have to like really prepare the night before and write myself notes. Now I just show up at the beginning of the season knowing that I know what I need to teach people. That's where confidence comes from. But self-worth is way deeper than that. So self-worth is already there. It's not something you have to work at to find. It's not something you have to repeat to find. The other thing self-worth is not is self-esteem, right? Self-esteem kind of comes and goes on depending on how we feel about ourselves on a specific day. When I'm tired, my self-esteem may not be all that high, right? You, or it could also be in a particular area. So you might feel good, like I know how to coach. I've got self-esteem in that area. Singing, you not so much. I can't carry a tune. Self-worth, so that self-esteem comes from how you're performing in a certain area. Self-worth is not about how you're performing in a certain area of life, because self-worth is your entirety. It's all the parts of you, even the scary dark parts. Even the scary parts that think negative thoughts, right? Even the scary parts that are sometimes mean, those are part of you, those are included in your self-worth. maybe not in your self-esteem. The other thing that self-worth is not is arrogance. And I think some people shy away from doing certain things because they're afraid they're going to appear arrogant or that they will become arrogant, right? So being proud of yourself was told, you were maybe probably told not to be too much. Don't be so arrogant. Don't be so, you know, too big for your britches. And self-worth, so arrogance is walking into a room and thinking you're better than everyone. That is arrogance. Self-worth is walking to a room and knowing that you deserve to be there. Right? There's that, it's like so subtle a difference maybe for you to kind of get your head around. So that arrogance is, I'm so much better than all of you, and the self-worth is, I deserve to be here. So that's why self-worth is not arrogant. Speaking with someone recently, we were discussing what abundance was, and she does not like the word abundance because she associates it with greed and wanting too much and taking away from other people. That's not what abundance is, but that's a different topic. But sometimes these words that we use in the, you know, light and love community get entangled with other ideas in people's minds. So they see them as a negative and they don't see the purpose behind having self-worth. And the other thing self-worth is not is being positive all the time, my friend. Doesn't mean you wake up every morning and go, I'm a radiant goddess of unstoppable abundance, right? That's, you know, if that's what you do, I'm like, good on ya, woohoo. That's not really what self-worth is. Self-worth is not radiant abundance and, you know, the light and love people all the time. It's not a real thing. We live on a planet, you know. I try to be my sparkly self most of the time, but it doesn't always come out that way. So self-worth is being able to hold yourself and hold on to yourself on the days that you're cranky, crunchy, doubtful, messy, bloated, overwhelmed, confused, convinced that, you know, you put your life into a blender and screwed it up, right? It's like self-worth is not something that you earn. Self-worth isn't love and light all the time. Self-worth is knowing that you have all of those parts of you and they all deserve to be there. Yes, I mean it. Even the dark parts deserve to be there. Because believe it, like we put on these labels of shadow self and dark side and the light side and the dark side. And it's all you. It's all one thing. And it all has a purpose to be there. And some of them we don't like because we think we have this idea of who we are. No, I'm a love and light goddess. She doesn't think negative thoughts. And you can't get rid of that side of you. That side of you serves a purpose. That side of you deserves to be there as much as your love and light goddess. Part of the work is figuring out what is your job, right? What is your job, dark side? Because we all get to come to the party. We all get to come to the party. I watched this crazy guy on YouTube. He's on Spotify now too. His name's Morg. And whether he's actually pulling out, I don't know where he pulls out these things. He keeps saying he finds these lost gospels and he talks about all kind. That's not the only thing he talks about, but he talks about all kinds of crazy things. And one of his theories is that there's an entity who created God and the devil, and you need both of them to exist. It's almost like Star Wars. Do you watch Star Wars? The Sith can't exist without, so when they destroyed the Sith, you know, it's like, well, you need a balance of light and dark. It's the way life works in this current realm of existence. So I know I'm sliding off sideways. I have a tendency to do that. So self-worth, yes. Self-worth is not about being love and light all the time. Self-worth is loving even your parts of you that don't fit into the love and light bus. And you can have a little bit of go fuck yourself in your life. It's okay. It's okay. I'll give you that permission slip. Apparently, it's time for another break. I'm not quite done with, I've got a couple more of what self-worth is not, and then we're going to get into it, right? Into it some more, because I feel like we're already halfway into it. While we're on break, you do something fabulous for you. Jump around if you need to. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, so my friend, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for staying with me as we go through the, we're going through the what self-worth is not list, so we can go into the self-worth let it happen list, right? So we were talking about self-worth. What the F fudgy McFudgersons is it anyway? So it's not confidence. That's something we build over time. It's not self-esteem, because that kind of depends, that's kind of like dependent on what's going on, what area we're in. It's not arrogance, because it's not putting you above other people. Having self-worth does not mean that you think you're better than other people. Let's eliminate that idea, right? It's not a, self-worth is not about being positive all the time, because nobody is. I don't care who. I bet you even the Dalai Lama has a grumpy day, right? Even him. And it's not about, self-worth is not going to be something that you earn by being perfect. It's not this trophy that you get after you become the most healed, most calm, most productive, most emotionally regulated, most boundary setting green smoothie drinking goddess, right? Green smoothies. Oh, ooh, I'm more a blueberry smoothie myself. But I mean, really? It's not something that you have to earn. You don't have to become the poster child for self-worth who has everything figured out. Like I said, way back at the beginning, it's an ongoing journey. And that doesn't mean you don't get to celebrate the stuff you figured out along the way. Like if I look back over my life, I'm like, whoa, the stuff that I have figured out astounds me. And then I survived. The stuff that I was a child of the 80s, man. We didn't wear helmets. The stuff that I survived astounds me. And I get to help people. Because having taken the time to work through and being able to see patterns and being able to see a detour for people, golden. It makes me, this is what brings me joy in life. Being able to help people see a detour that they can take from the train wreck they're headed for, right? I know it's going a bit offside there, but the other thing, the last thing I want to mention is self-worth is not that prize that you get at the end, right? Don't wait till the end. Get it. Find it now. It's in the ground underneath you. You're up here trying to figure it out, and it's right here. Did you ever read Paulo Coelho's, was it The Alchemist, where the guy went looking for gold? And then he came back and it was where he was the whole time. Exactly. Exactly. Or hey, if you prefer Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. I had it the whole time. You didn't need to go off to Oz. So what the fudge is self-worth? What is it? I've given you all this. We've been talking kind of around and around and around it. But self-worth is this inner knowing that your value is not up for negotiation. It's just knowing it. And for a long time, I thought I knew stuff. I thought I knew a knowing, like a knowing. What's a knowing? Maybe this is another thing I gotta talk about. What is knowing? Knowing is this sense. So a coach that I follow gave a really good example of it. And there's a feeling that you get when you think about you know something. And the thing that he used to help people understand it is you know the sun is going to come up tomorrow. No matter what's going on the planet, unless we blow up. But that's a whole other topic. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. And there's that feeling, that sense that you can find. For me, it's a physical feeling of like, yeah, I know. The sun is going to come. And I feel that in my body. For some people, it's going to be different. It depends on what kind of I'm a kinesthetic person. Maybe it's like something else for you. But I can feel that feeling of the sun is coming up tomorrow. Full stop. That's the deep inner knowing. And when you have that for your self-worth, then you know you're there. You have found it, even though you didn't have to look for it. But finding that feeling and sitting in that feeling is going to help you. Because self-worth is that part of you that knows without question, like the sun is going to come up tomorrow, that you matter before you produce anything, before you fix anything, before you explain anything, before you earn or achieve anything, and before you make someone else more comfortable. So self-worth is knowing that your value is not up for negotiation. It's already there. So if you can find that feeling. So what I started doing, because when he explained it to me that way, I'm like, oh, right. So if I can find, it's almost like I used knowing the sun was come up and I took that feeling and I started putting it in other things. It was like I was using it as a substitute batter or something. I don't know how to describe it. But I took that feeling and I started saying, this is the feeling I want. So I would use it and then I would just take that feeling and put it into the places that I needed it to charge those places up. Maybe it's a battery pack. Yeah, it's a battery pack. I was watching that show about the bouncy castle the other day. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to last week's episode about the bouncy castle. So good. So now we got this battery pack. It's the knowing battery pack. Plug it into your self-worth. So it's the part of you that knows. It just knows that you are worthy. So self-worth is your relationship with your own value. And what does that feel like? When I say to you that you are already worthy, of everything you could ever want. What does your body do? What does your brain do? Does it go, Jesus, Heather, you're such a psycho? Do you start to retract? Do you start to feel like, oh, yucky, yucky, yucky? But that's just a sign. That's just information for you. It doesn't mean you're wrong. You're not in the wrong place. You're on your journey, right? The path to your thriving life. So self-worth is your relationship with your own value. It is not the value that is assigned to you by how productive you are. It is not the value that is assigned to you by your relationship status. I mean, yesterday, having a conversation with a couple of peers about relationships and the pain people suffer from wanting something specific in a relationship and not being able to find it, I find difficult to watch, because I see their worth already, but part of them is still tying their worth to a relationship, right? Your value is not assigned by your income. God, no. Goodness gracious, sakes alive. This is like, our society has become used money and income as a measurement for so long that we've forgotten that that has nothing to do with your worth. It is a mode of exchange, not of worth. It is a way that we exchange what we need and want for things, right? It's just a thing. It is not your, this is how good I am, right? Forget about that. Money. I did an episode a long time ago about money being a four-letter word, and that's when I got my first troll. I thought it was hilarious. So I chatted back and forth with this troll because I was so excited that I had a troll. No, don't troll me. If you're thinking, oh, Heather likes trolls. No, just come over and give me some love. Your value is not assigned by your body. Shape, size, tall, short, thick, thin, whatever. Able, not able, somewhat able, differently able, it's all good. They're all here. They're all here mixing together, doing their thing. Your value is not assigned by how needed you are. Yeah, the planet needs you. You came down for a reason, but that's not how your value was assigned to you. You were already worthy when you came. Your value is not assigned by how well you hold all your shit together. I mean, I've been known to lose my shit. And then afterwards I go, how can I put this back together again? Or just take the lesson from why I lost it, right? So your value, I'm now using this value. So self-worth is how much you value yourself, right? It was never meant to be conditional. Self-worth is what is going to help you say, I'm allowed to have needs. So when we're looking for what the F is self-worth anyway, we got to find a way to translate it into real 3D life language. So I am allowed to have needs and not feel bad about them and not diminish them and not override them. No, you are just allowed to have needs. Psh, full stop. Self-worth is saying, this doesn't work for me anymore. Maybe it worked for a while, but it doesn't have to work forever. You know, we live long lives now. It's a thing. Oh my God. More breaks? Not yet. Not yet. I'm not ready. Self-worth is where you stop auditioning for love, because you are already loved. You're like, Heather, what? So self-worth is loving yourself, my friend. Self-worth is self-love. It's just knowing that you are fully a loved human being. You don't need that person to love you. You don't need that person to love you. You don't need that person to love you. You love you. The universe loves you. Maybe even Mother Earth. Mother Earth probably loves you too. I'll ask her later. But you stop auditioning for love. Self-worth is when you let yourself rest before your body says, I'm taking you down. You're going down for a week because you weren't listening. Maybe longer. It took me months to recover from my burnout. Sometimes I feel like it took years to recover from my burnout. But before your body forces to you, self-worth is knowing you're worthy of rest, right? Self-worth is what helps you stop confusing being chosen with being valued, right? Who remembers the stupid way we used to choose teams and who was always last to be chosen? I was always last to be chosen. I'm not athletic. I like fitness. I'm not athletic. It's never, even though my husband says I'm an athlete, I never considered myself an athlete. So, and self-worth is when you stop mistaking exhaustion for devotion. You don't have to be exhausted to prove that you are devoted to something. Come on. Gosh. You know my opinion of martyrs, right? They just die. And then it's like, well, you work yourself to the grave. And then how does that help? How does that help? So self-worth is not believing you're better than anyone else, but it means you're finally done treating yourself like you are less than everyone else. Think about that. Think about that while we go on our last break. Self-worth is not believing you are better than anyone else. It's just you're done with treating yourself like you're less than everyone else. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, let's thrive. I'll probably keep working on this until... Who had to read Margaret Atwood in high school? Maybe only Canadians had to. There was a book called The Stone Angel we had to read. And it was really just like this woman's life from being a kid. And you're just going through her life and going through her life and going through her life and her lessons and what she was doing. And then one day, and then at the end of the book, it just went, and she died. Apparently, obviously she was dead. That was the end of the story. I'm like, and as a teenager, I was like, what? That's no way to end a story. But that's how the story ends. You're going and going and going, boom, and then you're done. So I'm going to keep doing what I do in whatever way I can until the story just cuts off. So self-worth. And you know what? Most of us don't lose touch with our self-worth in one big drama moment. It's slow over time. We trade pieces of who we are and what we believe ourselves to be worthy of for approval, for belonging. Like when we're little kids, it seems dangerous if we don't belong, right? So we trade for safety, for love, for praise, for peace. And we learn that being good gets rewarded. So we learn this, being helpful gets rewarded. Oh, that's good. Being agreeable gets rewarded. Being successful gets rewarded. And this spiral starts. And we can start to believe, because of that tangling. Remember, I was talking about how things get tangled together when we start living in the 3D. So we start to tangle together that our worth is attached to how well we perform our roles. We forget that they're separate. So we can look, on the outside that we're capable, responsible, all of these things. And we can, and I, you know, I like being those things. Let's be honest. I love being capable. I love being responsible. I love, you know, being reliable and talking to people and being the person that people come to. And when I'm not too tired, I can be your emotional support human. And I love being the leader of small groups, not big groups, small groups of let's go out on an adventure. That's why I lead kayak trips, right? But I don't tie my value to those things. Those are things I really like doing, but I'm not, that's not why I'm valuable. They are just super fun for me to do, and that's where I feel confident. And I can go out and do those things with confidence and be joyful in those spaces. And if I'm not in those spaces, I'm still worthy 100%. So I think this comes up a lot when we've hit a certain amount of life experience. I'm going to call it now life experience instead of age. I saw this thing the other day where it was a meme. It's like, I'm going to start calling my age levels. I've hit level 59. Yeah, I'm rocking this life, right? Age. Let's call it levels. Woohoo! Look at all the levels I've gone through. So when we've hit a certain we hit the I used to play a lot of video games, but I tend to get addicted, so I can't play them anymore. They just suck too much of my life away. But when we hit a certain level, the old roles and old stories stop fitting us. The old achievements don't give us the same hit anymore, so we start trying harder and harder instead of saying, wait a minute, we don't need to do those things. We can just, you know, let those ones go. We can start to say our self-worth is already here. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to over-explain your choices because you can just trust that you're making the right ones for yourself. You can stay in relationships and jobs or not. You can choose. You can accept praise, but not make it the definition of whether you are worthy. You can ask for help and not feel like you are diminished, right? You don't have to wait for permission. You don't have to confuse being wanted with being valued. So, how do you actually build it? Don't burn your whole life down in one day, my friend. I'm going to try and fit this in the next 2 minutes. going to try. So you can say to yourself that every time you abandon yourself, you are teaching others and yourself that your needs are negotiable. But every time you choose yourself in a small, honest way, you can begin to rebuild that trust and start to understand that you are already worthy. So self-worth grows when you practice receiving and not always giving. I know it could be uncomfortable. Self-worth grows when you make aligned choices. Not perfect choices, not super impressive, but more aligned. So you tell yourself, I am listening to yourself. I've not forgotten you. I am not going to keep sacrificing my worth for temporary approval. Because all approval is temporary. You just want more and more and more of it. So it's not going to give you a perfect life. Self-worth does not give you a perfect life. Remember, it's not the love and light brigade because there's still all the parts of being human. It means that you never doubt yourself. Well, you do doubt yourself. Never mind. Cut that out. Edit that part out. It does not mean that you never doubt yourself or you never get hurt or make weird choices or eat crackers and popcorn for dinner because who doesn't do that? But it gives you more clarity. And when you know your worth, you will stop needing every option to validate you. And you can say, is this right for me? Instead of, will they like me if I choose this? If you want to discuss this more, well, I'll probably write a Substack article on this. Go over to Substack, Heather Stewart Coaching. Read my articles because I expand on this even more. And go over to heatherstewart.coach.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.